So different part of the world, also on a significant issue of tensions, and that's in Ukraine, where we've seen protests ongoing for over a week, thousands of people coming out, a standoff between them and the government. They're demanding resignation of the president, President Yanukovych. They're occupying public buildings, including City Hall, the main public square in the heart of Kiev, Independence Square, calling for early elections or at least his resignation. So what are the concerns? I mean, this is the first time in a long time we've seen this kind of public outpouring of unrest, I guess, in Ukraine. So what are their concerns? What are their demands?
Well, there's really two things going on here. The first, about a week and a half ago, the parliament in Ukraine determined that they would not allow political prisoner Yulia Tymoshenko to be released and returned to Germany. She's been in prison for some time now, and that's kind of seen as an issue of democratic process.
She's been in prison because of her political opposition, but returned to Germany, meaning she needs to have surgery or
yes.
something, right? She's got a medical condition that and so people are upset about that.
Yes, absolutely. And she's become the face of opposition in Ukraine and is certainly in large part the face of this opposition. On top of that, and perhaps more importantly, has been his decision not to sign upcoming agreements with the European Union that would bring them closer to Europe, both economically and politically. And, many in Ukraine who's suffering economically right now are very upset with this apparent choice by their leader and hence their country to look towards Russia and, in fact, China. And actually, this week, the president was in China hoping to build those relationships. The European Union, for its part, is not necessarily largely concerned here. This was really, though, seen to be a boon for the Ukrainian economy and for their democracy.
Well, it's really fascinating to watch how Russia is putting this pressure on Ukraine to not sign these agreements. And so you've got, the government being torn between its former superpower, I guess, that's part of the former Soviet Union, and the West, where many of Ukraine's population would like to see them turn for these economic and political developments. So once again, East versus West going on here and kind of playing out in Ukraine, in the streets of Kiev.
Very much. And Ukraine really has been divided in that way. There's the eastern part has always kind of allied more or had leanings towards Russia, and the West has looked towards the West. But we're seeing these protests not just in Kiev, in the capital, but we're seeing it across the country and in some instances in the traditionally pro-Russian area. So this really does come down to economics and which direction the country is going to go moving forward.
Well, power politics still alive and well, whether we're talking about Asia or Europe and the former Soviet region. Thank you, Rebecca Cruz, as always, for being with us today.
Thank you.